Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Phenomenal Football Friday, Nick and Ken. 40 minutes from now, Brad Evans is going to join us, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Valley Sports. Colin Wilson as well in hour number two. Big-ass power hour, hour and 40 minutes from right now. Two power hours for the price of one. $0. Because the show's free.
Right. It's a complimentary. You're welcome.
So, I mean, the least you ingrates could do is rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Show us some support.
Hey, jerks. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Ken, you got 15 points of CLV on this free bet you gave out and a loss by a half point, man. You're such a loser.
Oh, man. I had to take a little bit of time off from engaging on overnights. Like the last 18, 24 hours, I've been pretty mute on the topic. There's a guy that's tracking everything, and I appreciate it because that means I don't have to do it. So that means, you know, if he wants to do it, great. And everybody can just engage with that, which is awesome. I gotta take a little break from getting mad at people and yelling at people and stuff. So we'll take a little break from that until Monday. And then we'll be back again.
I feel bad sometimes. It's like, I don't know what I tweeted the other day. It was something positive. It's like a rarity.
When would that ever happen, man?
And I saw the tweet had like 4 replies to it. And I like clicked on it to see what the replies were. And I couldn't see any of them. Which meant I had muted all of the people that had said,
That's tough.
But I don't really like,
four and none of them went through.
But like, I only block people when they get like really aggressive. When they're like, bro, like you're an idiot. Like when it's like really aggressive.
I don't mute a lot. I have very few accounts muted. I don't have a lot of blocked, but I have blocked and not blocked. Those are my two categories. I don't have a lot of mute.
I got a lot of mutes. And then
thing.
Yeah, because it's like you tweet me something stupid. You have now lost the privilege of tweeting me.
Again. Yes, the ability to engage. Right. It's not a right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, it's like in real life, if I met you and like you said something really stupid to me, I just would never talk to you again. So like, why would I?
Right. Social media be more like life, huh? Let's have that happen.
And it's like someone like says something incredibly dumb to me that I don't know. If like you're walking down the street and someone yells at you, "Hey, idiot!" Tennessee, right. Want to win by you'd keep walking.
Right. And everyone around that person would be like, what is this guy's problem? Like,
this person's like, a lunatic, man.
Right.
Like, who wants to get deal with people them. Like this? Yeah. So I went and I don't know why, but I have Echo Phone on my phone. I don't use it, but I have Echo Phone and the Twitter app. But when you use Echo Phone, you can still see tweets, even if you've muted them. And like all the tweets were like really nice. And like one of them was, man, like I listened to you guys for like 10,000 hours this year. And it's like at some point, this person probably sent me something remotely questionable, probably after I lost a bet and then they got sent.
Right. They were in the ether. They didn't know it. And now you feel for so long.
I don't.
Well, you felt bad for that 10 seconds when the tweet was being read, and then now you don't feel bad anymore.
It was more just like, wow, like, man, like, I have no, like, zero patience. Mute, move on. Done. You're out.
Yeah.
You're gone.
I feel like overnights is going to create that level of behavior and interaction. And to be fair, there's been a very, very, very vocal, great support group for overnights that's been going, doing all the work for me, which has been awesome. We just gotta chill out on that a little bit. It's good. Everything's going great. Really enjoying it.
I think at some point we need to do, like, we do this every once in a while on the show. It's like spring cleaning, where like I will like say like, hey, like we're gonna have this cut as like a specific podcast chunk, and it's just basically just me like dressing people down, like, hey, like come on.
Yeah.
And it's just like the idiots out there, like, hey, like, don't do this. And if you do this, like, don't expect us to ever engage with you. Like, come sure. on.
Like, we introduced a segment. I had a segment idea for Van Pelt the year before I left that I pitched and he was into, called Don't Do That. And he was very into that. And it's basically identical to what you're pitching, except him on television and obviously more sports related things.
I have a really random thing to bring up here.
Great.
When I lived in Astoria, this is how I remember it. I had a roommate, my buddy Jay. This is whose house it is in Connecticut that I go to the 4th of July every year. He's very funny. And we used to watch, because I didn't work Sundays at the time. And we would watch ESPN NFL Countdown. This is like 2010. This is when Mike Ditka was still on. And Ditka had a segment, Ken. I don't know if you remember, on NFL Countdown. And the segment was called Stop It.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And it would be like someone like doing something stupid in an NFL game. And it would be Ditko would be like giving the play by play. And the whole gimmick of the segment was it would reach its crescendo and Ditko would take a pregnant pause and just go take the person's name. I'm trying to think of who would be like last night. Like, I don't know, like Sean Payton going nuts on the referees. Like, all right, Sean Payton, stop it. And then he'd go on to the next. And Jay texted me this week. It was like, what was the name of that Ditka segment that we got such a kick out of? And it was Stop It.
Stop It. Love that. Brilliant. Coach Ditka led an awesome life at ESPN career-wise and would sleep in the green room. And it would be, when I worked on primetime, it would be someone's job to have to go wake him up to do the show. That would be
what a great job.
We were on a rotation. Yeah, be like, hey, you're on... You gotta go wake up. And it would always be my supervisor who could have also done it, but you could tell he was like, I'll just get one of the production assistants to go do it. So he'd be like, Ken, you gotta go wake up Coach Ditka. He's gotta be on TV in like 6 minutes. It's like,
oh, and he was great. Probably a really nice guy. I'm guessing he was a
really nice guy. Yeah, he's a very nice person. Enjoyed working with him very much.
Stop it. What a great
stop segment. It.
Okay. All right. We're going to stop the nonsense, right? You get no BS on the show, just bets and sports.
No BS unless it's Friday and we've already done 16 hours. Then you get a little bit. It's a little bit.
And it's 3:26 p.m. and you haven't gotten one bet and you've gotten no sports. So that's okay because you've got a big-ass power hour coming up.
Yeah, we're kind of going to make up for it. Kind of going to make up for it a lot.
And and we can make up for it. And when are we going to make up for it?
Right now.
David, well, kindly lay down that YBYB recommends. I don't really know if there's much to say about the Cowboys-Saints game last night. I mean, I guess when we spin it forward, we will, to the Cowboys, because Dallas' offense looked really bad last night. Taysom Hill was as bad as you could possibly be. I lost my bet on the Saints that I placed earlier in the week before, like, all these guys were ruled dead. That's my bad. Stupid bet by me. So I was a little aggravated, but just not unexpected. We were like, we're waiting for a seven. It never popped. So there you go. Anything about the game last night before we do a little P squared, B squared?
Just that as part of our Power Hour segment last night, I know you bet New Orleans earlier in the week. So this is not like, you know, taking umbrage with your bet or anything. Just the question from last night that I kind of posed, and we didn't know the answer. The answer could have been different, was... like, was this the time to buy New Orleans, or is there like a logical pivot point coming? Not even to bet them, because we'll talk about their next game and what the market might be, but just where they're going to play way better. Like, was it likely to be last night? It was just a lot of mystery. Could have been, couldn't have been. A lot of it depended on Taysom Hill, who we hadn't seen very much. So it was more mystery than anything. And sometimes with mystery, it's good. Like, we've been on a lot of backup quarterbacks this year. We've been on a lot of, you know, we've been on Colt McCoy. We've been on, you know, all these guys that have been terrible. Been on Mike White. And it's gone really well for us. Sometimes you bet on the mystery and it sucks. Sometimes you bet the mystery and it's so much worse than you could possibly imagine. Like, that's the flip side of the coin, right? And I feel like we got that flip side of the coin last night. I think the interesting thing when we do the team's next games, how does New Orleans get lined going forward? Because feels like reinforcements are coming, or that everyone projects reinforcements to be coming, but who is going to play quarterback? And if it's going to continue to be Taysom Hill, how do we create an accurate rating for what the Saints are going to be? Like, the Cowboys are more interesting to the fan, but I think to like the handicapper, I don't find Dallas very interesting. Like, I have a rating for Dallas. I feel really good about it. I don't want to change it. For New Orleans, it's like a fascinating kind of a intellectual exercise to try to figure out what this team is and what they're going to be once they start getting players back.
You know, I worked with Rich Gannon at NFL Radio for a number of years, just an absolutely fantastic guy, like one of the best people. Rich had a great saying. I don't know if it's unique to Rich, but he was the first one I ever heard say it. If you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. Next sentence. I kind of feel like the Saints should play two quarterbacks. Like, you can't play Taysom Hill when, like, you need to throw the ball. But, like, also, like, I would have him in the game, like, at some points because he's so good running it. Like, if they had
so dynamic running the ball. It's incredible. Like, he'll take off. He'll have 10 terrible plays in a row. And then he'll have a 25-yard run and be like, oh, my God.
But, like, that was incredible. He actually can't throw the ball. Like, he's...
Actually can't. It looks like...
He's horrendous.
It looks like a... middle Big Ten school college quarterback. That's actually
like
what
he's a bad
last night.
He's a bad college quarterback. He's a bad
like he could play quarterback for Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. He could like play quarterback for Iowa.
He's terrible. I was gonna say like if Simeon started, maybe I don't know if New Orleans wins, but New Orleans covers if Simeon starts. But then Simeon can't run like Hill can, so I don't know.
Right, and I mean just as a passer, by the way, like as a runner, he's like the best. He's awesome. He's like as incredible as it gets. But yeah, I mean, just see, it's like the obvious limitations. Like I'm not the least X's and O guy imaginable. And I'm watching this just like, oh boy, like even I can see this. This is a tough one.
The throws are bad. He cost us Traquan Smith because he couldn't hit him on any throws.
If hands were feet and feet were hands, he would have been Phil Sims accuracy wise last night. I mean, it was unbelievable. Like it was every pass hit somebody in the ankles. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy.
Phil Sims, of course, 22 of 25 as the Giants beat the Broncos 39-20 back in Super Bowl 21 in Pasadena, California. Anyway.
I figured I'd just toss you that softball. Felt like that was
That's an easy one. And Phil Sims is a Super Bowl MVP, of course. Annoying last night because I felt like the Saints had a million opportunities to cover and did not cover the spread. Anyway,
sure, could have covered. Definitely could have covered. I mean, Falcons, Patriots, you could argue same kind of game. Like, Falcons could have covered. They didn't. That's part of probability. That's part of randomness.
Yeah, I guess. I think this one was more egregious because, like, New England didn't want Atlanta to cover that game. Like, Dallas wanted New Orleans to cover last night.
Dallas was like, yeah.
It's incredible.
Whatever. Yeah.
You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network. Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick and Ken, P squared, B squared now for week 14. Which would you like to start with? The Saints at the Jets or Dallas at Washington?
I think Dallas will take me way less time. So knowing that, which one do you think we should start with?
Let's do Dallas first then. Okay. I've made the game. Dallas 4.5 or 5 on the road in Washington. I'm guessing you have a bigger number.
What's your total? Did you make a total?
I didn't, but like intuitively, let me think of what it would be. Like, I think Dallas could probably get to like 28, 22, 23, high 40s, low 50s.
Sure. And Scott's putting like some of the look aheads that exist in the market in our chat with the Saints game. We're going to talk about that look ahead market. In this one, I don't really care about it. My number for this game is Dallas 6 and 50. Okay. And I think I'm pretty dead on here, to be honest. I feel pretty good about it. Could be a little less, but I really think it's going to exist somewhere in this.
It would
zone.
Get bet up though.
If you're telling me the look ahead markets for people that don't know, like, yeah, you can look at, oh, here's what the spreads would be for next week's games. The limits are pretty low. And obviously you can have a lot of injury reports and things happen that'll cause the line to move from what it is right now. So like, don't anchor yourself in the look ahead. Like, please don't make that mistake. It's like a very, very, very rough draft of what the difference between the teams is. Sometimes a pretty bad rough draft, to be honest. And it's just, you know, you're going to get a lot of injuries. You're going to get a lot of differences. And people with more market influence are going to weigh in later in the week on game week. So yeah, 6 and 50. I think we're going to get pretty close to this. And now, if for whatever reason, if Washington has a really strong performance against Vegas, which would be three or four wins in a row for them.
It would be four.
Four. And going into like this game, do you get like a little bit a boost for them? Like, and not just in terms of how the market views them. Maybe you do get a 4, 4.5 instead of a 6 in this game. But if that were to happen, I think I would just bet Dallas if it was like 4, especially if it was four, I think I would bet Dallas just going into the week. That's going to be my philosophy. So yeah, that's kind of where I come down. Dallas 6 and 50. Don't think we're going to be crazy far off there.
Yeah, I think basically I had like 4.5, 5. You have 6. We have basically about the same total.
Yeah, we got a dead number between the two of us. Yeah, I mean, there's not a huge difference between 4.5 and 6.
There's no way we're gonna finish the Saints and the Jets here. So let me just ask this question now.
We'll take it into the next segment. That's fine.
Yeah. Are you surprised that Washington continues to take money against Vegas on Sunday? That number's 1.5 now at Bet Rivers.
Not really. Well, first of all, it's under 3 anyway. So I don't, like, even though there is line movement going on, like, I don't view it as interesting, I guess, as line movement that goes through, like, other key numbers. Like, we're kind of just bouncing between numbers that don't really matter. And, yeah, Washington's played a lot better. I mean, people seemed very interested in betting Miami, no matter who the quarterback was going to be for the Giants, whether it was going to be Jones or Glennon.
We got the another, 6, by the way. We got the 6. Just, so
yeah, because he's confirmed out, which we have. I guess we have talked about that on the show.
Ken, that is a certified 5-star banger, Giants plus 6 on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you have no position on the game. Like, I would make that recommendation, too. The 6 is a pretty crazy number, to be honest. So, yeah, am I surprised Washington's taking money? No, these teams that have gotten hot later in the year have started to get bet, like, pretty regularly. Philly during their run. I mean, Philly, no matter what, but during their run for sure. Washington that we mentioned, and Miami is starting to get bet a little bit too. So these teams have kind of caught fire a little bit. Patriots be another really good example. Got bet each of the last few games a lot. Some of that was opponent injury. Some of it wasn't. So not totally surprised, but we're also still in kind of the same market that we were in. But like 1.5, 2.5 is just a kind of a whatever.
Yeah. All right. So we'll hold our analysis of the Saints and the Jets, P squared, B squared, for week 14, coming to the next segment. And then we will give our bets collectively for college football coming up this weekend. I'm going to be pretty invested in the Pac-12 championship game tonight.
Yeah. Got a really good closing line value on the under, which is awesome. Already have like 2.5 points of it.
Yeah. And I'm going to, if a 3 comes back up, I'm going to bet Oregon.
I wish I should do that. I don't know. I don't know if I want that. I do have a bet in the other game, though. I forget. Sunbelt, I think, is the first game. I know the teams. I forget what it is.
I didn't even know there was another game.
It's not Sunbelt. There you have it. I'm such an idiot. It's Conference USA, I think.
Whatever.
Right. It's the one with UTSA and Western Kentucky. That's Conference USA.
Yeah. Great. Again, and I reiterate, whatever. on the other side, our college football picks for the weekend, we'll talk about Taysom Hill's injury. Mallet finger means you miss team flights and also your fingers in pain. Saints Jets, P squared, B squared, coming up next as we close out our number one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Brad Evans joins us 20 minutes from right now. SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Bally Sports, prop bets for NFL Week 13. Then it's Colin Wilson from the Action Network, all his plays for conference championship weekend in college football. We'll get Ken's plays for conference championship weekend in college football coming up momentarily in day 5. I guess it's like only the third day we've done it, but that's Friday. It's day 5 of Lockness. Anyway,
yeah,
how about this? Who cares? David, please fade. We're going to give you bets. That's what you should care about. David, please fade the recommends back up here. And let's get into the Saints and the Jets. So the piece of information that we detailed at the end of the last segment was the injury that Taysom Hill suffered early in the game, which I guess could be some explanation for how poorly he played. Also, he's not good. Mallet finger. We did the mallet finger joke routine when Russell Wilson first suffered mallet finger early in the year. So it's the same injury that Russell Wilson suffered. Apparently, this is not as bad as the one that sidelined Russ for about a month. So Taysom's going to try to play through it. Good luck, because he's not good. Saints at the Jets. Kamara probably going to be back. You would think Ramchick will be back. Armstead going to be back. Felt like all three of those guys would have played if the game had been on Sunday, but they didn't because it was Thursday. Jets, of course, still have to play the Eagles this weekend. So, Ken, what do you think here? P squared, B squared. Saints, Jets next Sunday at MetLife.
I want to bring the look ahead in for this one. The Cowboys one I don't care as much about. It's the Dos Equis guy. I don't always bet look aheads, but if I did, I would smash the Jets in this market. I mean, this number's stupid. It's like actually a really dumb number.
I have a pretty big difference in the number that I made from the look ahead.
Yeah, me
number.
Too. Well, so I think so. This is a fascinating game to see what opens on Sunday night and to see how it moves during the week as the injury reports come out. My number in the game. So when I say my number in the game is, assume a couple things. This is Taysom Hill starting, and this is as injured as the Saints were in the last game. And then we can talk about how it adjusts from there. If we use the rating that's been cobbled together from the last few Saints games. So depleted, injury depleted. Now they're going to get guys back, but my number in the game is Saints by 2.5. That is my number. I think 3 makes a lot of sense. And then what is going to be interesting is, I think there might end up being a ton of bullishness around the Saints getting back on track in that game, which I mentioned yesterday, that like it stands out like a sore thumb as an obvious pivot point to their season. Bad run, extra rest, getting guys back. Okay. So how big a difference can it be? That's what I'm curious about. So I want to reference the look ahead only because in a couple places, this number is Saints minus 6. To me, that is the absolute maximum this could ever be, and it's probably still too much. So, like, that would be the only reason, like, I don't bet look-aheads in general, but, like, it is interesting that that is a number that is out there, and I will never in my life be able to get to it, no matter who plays or what happens on Sunday. That's just not going to be correct for me. So it's just how close to that do we get from, like, 2.5, 3? I think that's kind of interesting, but, yeah, I mean, it's like a wild projection. I could see this being I could see the Saints opening like 3, 3.5. Everyone will go on gambling content all week and say it's fishy. Like getting everybody back, I love them. It'll be a heavily bet public side, all this stuff. When really all you have to know about is like the Saints have gotten so little credit in the market that that's actually probably close to the right number. And if it's going to be way different than that, then I'm going to bet it. So, I mean, it's a fascinating game though, because of how much different the Saints could look on that Sunday and how the market might react to that.
So I have 4, but my 4 is like with Kamara, I keep calling them. I want to just call them Ramstead and just
Ramstead. It's like a variation of Rammstein, right? It's like,
yes, it's Duhast.
They block.
So I made it Saints 4, but that's assuming Kamara and Ramstead back.
Sure, could definitely get there.
I give them 3 is my number. Basically, can otherwise, because I think that's a point. Probably the tackles and Kamara being back.
It's something. It's definitely off the key number of 3. I don't think there's any question of. And I don't think I'm like way off base with saying that a number with all those
6
guys out would be
insane.
A road favorite.
Yes.
Yeah. It's rare that these just exist, and I go, what? what are you talking about? And it's not that the Saints can't win by a lot. It's just like, what is the average expected performance or difference between the teams in this game? By the way, the Saints should have become less valuable because now Taysom Hill is hurt and he's going to play anyway. Like, he actually got worse. Like, we already kind of knew everybody was going to come back for this Jets game. They actually got worse last night. Like, they got worse. It's just crazy. I really think this is going to be one of those. So, to just the pull back the curtain on like the fishy game concept, generally games that people think fall into that category are teams that are very small road favorites because they undervalue the impact of home field advantage or home court advantage or whatever. So like a really good team, even in college basketball, whatever, Duke, Ohio State, really good example. Duke's way better than Ohio State, but they're only 3, like a weird number. It's like, no, because it's on the road and there's a big difference. So like that's, and in all sports, you'll always see the fishy game is going to be good team on the road, short favorite. That's always going to be the fishy game, almost without fail.
They're laying a trap.
Right. It's like, no, it's a road game. And we've established that in a lot of these sports, there's like a significant difference between home road splits. Even in the NFL, I still have a small home field advantage built in for a lot of teams. I really think this could set up as a game that will be viewed like that, but really is just kind of in the correct zone. Really is just correct. And, it, you know, in that way, Saints-Titans kind of actually sets up a few weeks ago as like a similar kind of a thing where, it's a trap. And it's like, no, it's like actually really close to kind of what the right number is. You know, just should it be 3 or not? Could see this opening 3. Maybe it opens 3.5 because, you know, the bookmakers that set the openers know who will be back. But I really don't think it'll be that much more than that. And if it is, I'm just going to tell you about the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, at six, that's just like a six is an insane number for the Saints potentially here. Like this version of the Saints.
And I don't even like the Jets this weekend. I wanted to bet Philly for a lot. So I'm like, I'm not even Mr. Jet here. It's really wild to think about the market this way.
And basically what it's saying is like, well, I think it's probably not. It's 6.5 now for the Eagles. Like Nick Sirianni kind of threw a little cold water on Jalen Hurts potentially playing on Sunday. Like
he's been limited in practice. It's been kind of a weird situation. Yeah, agreed.
What do you think's gonna like if he plays 7.5 and if he doesn't 5.5? Five?
Seven. So there's six. We were kind of 6.75 right now, basically. There's some sevens and they're a little expensive.
And is that an in between number?
I don't know if it goes through seven on him playing. I think it might just be seven. Okay. Like seven everywhere, seven minus 120 on the Eagles, something like that. If he plays, I don't know if it goes through seven. Yeah. And honestly, if he plays, well, whatever. We'll do the game in the power hour. It's fine. We can talk about the game then.
All right. So that's P squared, B squared for the Saints and the Jets. Ken and I are on the same page. I made three is the number, but four is like me assuming that Kamara and Ramstead are going to be back. And then kind of on the same page also for Dallas and Washington. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.